Some of the nation's biggest banks are working on a plan to add some much-needed grease to the stiff credit market. The Treasury Department is cheering the banks on, although so far, no taxpayers' money is on the table. Both the banks and government are hoping to prevent a bigger squeeze on credit, which could have ripple effects for the broader economy. NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
When the value of a house falls, it can be tough to refinance. That's roughly the same problem Citigroup is facing now, but on a much larger scale. Citigroup and others set up independent funds called Structured Investment Vehicles, or SIVs. These funds borrowed money in the short term and used it to invest in long-term assets, like bundles of home mortgages. Now the value of those long-term assets is in question, so it's getting harder for the banks to refinance their short-term loans. Equity analyst Jamie Peters of Morningstar says Citigroup alone has close to $100 billion in SIVs.
If this situation would occur where they're forced to sell these long-term assets at such fire sale discounts, the entire market is going to be hurt.
Peters says the bank's SIVs need a Band-Aid so they can avoid dumping their long-term assets. The Band-Aid they've come up with is a communal rescue fund that can provide stopgap financing. She says the hope is that strength in numbers will restore confidence in the credit market.
A very large consortium of banks, the top three in the United States, some overseas, Barclays, et cetera, are going to get together and they're going to fund this business, basically, that will buy this paper from these SIVs temporarily. And thus the paper is going to have the full backing of basically every big bank out there.
The rescue fund could be as large as $100 billion, although Citigroup's chief financial officer, Gary Crittenden, was short on details during a conference call this morning.
Let me just say that it wouldn't be surprising to people on the phone that it would be helpful to have other liquidity alternatives. And as I understand from what I read in the paper this morning, that's generally the concept here.
The Treasury Department issued a statement today praising the banks for their leadership in developing a market-based response to the situation. Georgetown professor Daniel Tarullo says that's a little disingenuous, since it was Treasury itself that brought the banks together.
My belief is that from this point forward, whether it likes it or not, the Treasury Department will be identified with this proposal. And if it doesn't work and the banks are still having trouble, the markets will be looking to the Treasury to do something else.
Some critics say the federal government has already done too much, even though no government money is involved, and that banks that made bad investments should have to live with the consequences. Tarullo, who was an economic advisor to President Clinton, wonders if the government has done enough. He says the Bush administration now seems more willing to assist big banks facing a credit crunch than individual homeowners who have trouble paying their mortgage.
We'll see whether Secretary Paulson announces any administration initiative to help homeowners now that there's an administration initiative to help banks.
If the rescue plan doesn't work, banks may have to take the losses on the discounted assets themselves. That could make it harder for everyone to borrow money in the future. Scott Horsley, NPR News.